Stuart Foulkes has been gathering the sounds of the lockdown from around the world.
The project collects the sounds of the world and presents them on a global map at citiesofmemory.com. The stories that go along with the sound are really, really fascinating. And when you hear spontaneous applause coming out of multiple households in praise of health workers, you can't help but kind of get a little bit emotional when you hear it. That's a recording from Paris. There's a recording from Lima, which is of people spontaneously applauding the police forces. And when I first had that one sent through to me and I listened to the sound for the first time, I actually, you know, found a lump in my throat. There's a really remarkable one from Times Square in New York. Visiting that now, it's really spooky. The main thing you hear is this huge air conditioning drone. You just don't hear people.
And this, outside the Bank of England. Seagulls. And a pneumatic drill. Some things never change.
One of the few positives of life under lockdown is this kind of sense that people are slightly reconnecting with nature a little bit more. And that's a really lovely thing that I think is also helping people to get through the situation a little bit.
It is a difficult time, but perhaps we can then enjoy one thing. The sound.
The sound of silence, normally a terrifying thing on the radio, but beautiful to listen to. David Sillitoe there. The time now is 27 minutes past eight, and listening to nature or choirs are all different ways of trying to alleviate anxiety about our strange new life.